With the Supreme Court legalizing same-sex marriage across the board last month, some may think the fight for LGBT rights is over. But transgender people still struggle to get basic rights, including comprehensive health care. Although a bill to cover such care has been introduced, some are not optimistic the Transgender Health Benefits Act will pass in the Pennsylvania House anytime soon, as WHYY's Maggie Freeling explains.
My name is Jennifer Lydon. I am 49 years old. Transgender woman who recently came out at work, I'd say about a year and a half ago.
When Jennifer came out, it was hard enough to come to terms with who she really was. But the fact that she couldn't get transition-related procedures covered was even harder. In February, Democratic State Representative Mark Cohen proposed a bill to cover those procedures and medications for transgender people like Jennifer. But it's just been sitting in the Committee on Health since March, with no indication it will move forward.
I think it's horrible. It's frustrating because there's so many people in need of this legislation. It's frustrating. I guess it kind of makes me feel that maybe we're not there yet, whereas maybe it's starting to seem like we're there because of all the, everything in the media. You know, transgender's all over the place now, and it just seems like the consciousness is there. And but we just haven't caught up yet.
And it's not just about recognition for Jennifer. There are real costs to coming out as transgender.
Coming to grips with being transgender was just a lifelong struggle for me. I really didn't come to grips with it until I was probably 40 years old, maybe 40, 41 years old. So now when you put on top of that, there's that fear of, how am I going to afford all of this? Because it's not an option. It's something we have to do.
Dr. Dane Menken at the Mazzoni Center, Philadelphia's LGBT Healthcare and Wellness Center, says when you get into what's covered and what's not covered...
Yeah, it's a big can of worms.
He says there is no universal standard for transgender healthcare. Passing this kind of legislation would make it easier for patients to understand what kind of coverage they can get. For example, under the bill, gender reassignment surgery, which can cost in the tens of thousands of dollars, and even therapy, cannot be denied by providers. He also says some insurance companies in Pennsylvania already offer some kind of coverage. So for many people, including Jennifer, who does have some of her hormones and medications covered, it would really just be another step towards equality.
You know, what this bill would do is bring to the floor again the need for comprehensive medical and surgical coverage for transgender people.
Ethan Rice, staff attorney at the Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund, says the more states that cover transition-related care, the better chance there is at some kind of universal coverage across the U.S.
About 5 years ago, there were not any states that had explicit laws or policies that required insurance carriers, either public or private, to provide coverage for transgender-related health care. And now we're seeing in the last, about 3 years or so, that more and more states are requiring insurance carriers to provide coverage for transition-related care, at least on the same level as they provide care for any other services in that state.
Nine states and Washington, D.C. already mandate some kind of insurance coverage. Like Pennsylvania would, most states require both Medicaid and private insurance cover transition-related expenses. However, Representative Cohen thinks it's going to take a long time for this bill to go anywhere because of the Republican-controlled legislature. He says he hasn't heard about any plans to move it forward anytime soon.
I would like it to pass while I'm still alive. I'm 66 years old, and I would like to live to see the passage of this legislation. We should not have to wait 150 years in order to get this legislation through.
The chairman for the Committee on Health responded to request for comment with a written statement. He said he would have his staff review the bill and says, quote, all legislation must be given careful review for cost and fiscal impact. But Ethan Rice says just the introduction of the bill in Pennsylvania is significant.
Even if it doesn't pass, because it means that there are legislators and also hopefully, state agency officials that are looking at this issue and taking it seriously.
People need to know that it's a real struggle. and they need to know that it's a health issue.
Jennifer says she hopes the Committee on Health will consider the bill and pass it soon.
It's something we can't help. We didn't choose one day, hey, I think I'll be transgender. It's something that we struggle with. And when you struggle with something your whole life and you finally come to grips with it, you know, I think it would be just it would make a world of difference if you could get the help you need.
Jennifer says she hasn't had her gender reassignment surgery yet, but if the bill passes, she'll be able to take that next step in what she says is living her life as her true self. For WHYY News, I'm Maggie Freeling.